It is almost unbelievable to see what has been happening to Japan's northern Pacific coast today. This is by far the worst natural disaster to hit Japan in nearly 100 years. It is the worst disaster Japan has faced since World War II. What has happened is the big quake that Japan has been bracing for many, many decades has hit. And not only was it a huge quake in shallow waters, about 15 kilometers deep off the coast of Miyagi Prefecture, but it also generated tsunami. And these waves that have hit so far have been as high as 10 meters. And what this has done, the waves have gone in to the coast in cities such as Sendai, and they have carried back out to sea buildings, cars, trucks, homes, and other structures. We have no idea how many people have been killed. There is certain to be a fairly significant death toll. We're also going to be talking about damage to facilities in the billions of dollars.
What do you anticipate to be the social, economic, and even political cost of this massive natural disaster?
Well, Japan really has not faced anything like this in modern times. The Japanese economy has not been in good shape. This is going to be a very big blow to any industry that relies on production. Of course, the construction industry will boom. That's a fact. We're not trying to be facetious. Obviously, there's going to be a massive rebuilding effort, but right now it's way too premature to think about that. The focus in the next days and weeks is going to be on search and rescue from the size of the destruction from both the quake and the tsunami. There are obviously going to be thousands of people trapped and missing, and the military in Japan is already getting into the act. Aircraft are flying north to survey damage. Ships are leaving from Yokosuka naval port, heading north. Hundreds, if not thousands, of members of the police force and the self-defense forces are being dispatched to go into Miyagi and Iwate prefectures. And at this point, we still don't know how bad it is because there are forecasts for additional tsunami to hit. We expect there will be more devastating aftershocks. And we're also faced with a situation where a lot of buildings are on fire right now.
From your years of living in Japan, your experience reporting on events, natural disasters in Japan, weren't the Japanese fairly confident that they could withstand a major quake, and obviously this exceeded even the wildest expectations?
This is literally almost off the scale by how the Japanese measure the intensity of shaking in local areas. And, of course, Japan has the most stringent building standards in the world for quake mitigation. It has also spent billions of dollars over many decades building coastal defenses against tsunami. And what we have seen in some areas is those defenses have been overwhelmed.
You anticipate a large international response to the disaster? Do you expect Japan asking for help?
Japan has already said that it will accept international support, and that's going to mean rescue teams coming in from many different countries. The U.S. military, which has bases in Japan, will also certainly be getting involved in the effort, as they did after the earthquake in Kobe, which I covered. Now, we had about, I think it was 6,500 fatalities in that, and based on the very preliminary images that I have seen coming out of northern Japan, especially around Sendai, due to the tsunami, this looks much worse than what we saw in Kobe.